Hey everybody, welcome to Late Late Horror Show.
Hey, two Ubers.
A little bit of something different this time. I have to talk about The Mummy, the new movie. I saw the trailer. Anyways, welcome to Late Late Horror Show. Check out all our other stuff. We do long, long commentaries on all your favorite horror movies. Some bad, some good. They're fun. They're all good. Yeah, we have
fun. They're all my babies.
We have fun with them. So check it out. Subscribe, like us, comment. Tell us what you want to see, man.
Yeah.
What the flip? You guys are watching, but you're not commenting. But anyways, we're going to talk them. I want to talk about The Mummy trailer.
This new Mummy movie.
That you're kind of seeing right here. But I'm going
to. What kind of Mummy movie is this?
Oh, my
God. What kind of game is this?
This is bull crap. That's okay?
Right. Aren't we judgmental?
Well,
based on 2 minutes of footage.
I think 2 minutes of footage told us everything we need to know.
Here's what we need to. Here's what it told me.
Yeah.
It's a big, dumb action movie. The Mummy's a chick. She's got four irises.
Okay, well, let's talk about
it. And it's got Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe.
Well, let me talk about this a second, okay?
Yeah, man, go
The
ahead.
Mummy. We've been over this before with the Brendan Fraser and all that,
you know,
okay?
What? I didn't even hate the Brendan Fraser one. Brendan Fraser, I mean, I think if I have to watch this movie,
yeah,
or if I watch the Brendan Fraser one, I'll watch the Brendan Fraser one. At least he had some laughs. At least it was kind of Indiana Jones-ish.
I'll tell you what. This is what gets me, okay?
But it wasn't a horror movie. It was another summer action movie.
Okay, but Ted, isn't this what we're talking about? I think Universal wanted to create the Universal Monsters,
wanted to do another shared universe.
Yeah, shared universe.
Bring it back.
Dracula, I did enjoy. So, there you go.
I didn't love it.
But if you're going to do The Mummy...
But I was saying, what you and I have said is... Let me see what they do after that. Let me see how they tie that all in together. And maybe it'll change my opinion on that first movie. Because what I understood was that Dracula Untold wasn't even supposed to be part of that universe.
Yeah.
They kind of shoehorned a few things in to make it fit with what they were kind of working on.
Maybe they might not even be doing that now, a shared universe. Because
I don't know. There's that scene with all them bats flying through the airplane. Maybe that's Dracula. I don't know.
What gets me, Ted, is if you are going to have that mindset, people, okay... Universal, okay, old-time horror. And I know this is a different day and age, and we got special effects. And
but you don't have to make them all like Marvel movies.
No, but this...
Let's get back to the spooky
exactly.
The gothic.
Ted, the Mummy should be coming out of a crypt, decrepit with light. It's a...
Wrappings coming down.
It's a dead body that is coming back to avenge.
Right. Keep the stories, because the stories were good.
Right. You do not need this powerful, overtaking the world type mummy that this woman is. Ramsay's mama.
What's the big plane crash thing? It's just...
It's
London
totally
being
over,
all destroyed.
Totally overboard with special effects.
I was reading one of my
forums. Ted don't like Tom Cruise. I like Tom Cruise. I like his movies.
You know what? I'm one of those people that if I don't dig you as a person,
I don't really dig your
movies.
Yeah. I know what Ted's talking about.
But I will always watch him in Eyes Wide Shut because I think...
I will always watch Eyes Wide Shut because of Nicole Kidman.
Well, right. I don't watch it because of him. I watch it because it's a fantastic movie. The material in that movie is better than he deserves.
No, amen to that.
Like, I thought it was interesting casting the two of them in Eyes Wide Shut, but I think that material was better than either of those actors deserved.
But The Mummy. Getting back to
The Mummy.
Back to this, it's just big budget, over the top, cliched, everything we... keep telling Hollywood not to do with these movies, they seem to have done again.
I think that's what they want. They want explosions.
And I'm telling you, even if it ends up to be a good movie, come on, man. Universal, you guys got to go back to the old classics if you want a shared universe.
That's right.
Make, like I said,
the
bandages.
Keep
make
those
the mummy.
Stories.
Keep the stories. You know,
Boris Karloff was
so
in that
I'm
movie
done.
For 6
I'm
seconds.
I'm done.
And look how cool that was.
I mean, what's
going to
happen?
You'll never forget it.
What's
going to
happen with the Wolfman? I mean, we've seen plenty of Wolfman movies in the werewolf again.
Yeah.
You know, we've had it. Wasn't Jack Nicholson? That wasn't it.
I don't know if it was a remake, but
no.
But they just did one a few years ago with Benicio del Toro.
Yeah,
it wasn't horrible.
Okay.
At least it had practical effects.
But
and
I'm
it,
saying.
It looked kind of cool. And it kept the same story.
Okay.
You know?
So
and it took place in the time period. You know, the Victorian era.
Yeah.
You know, it was gothic. It was those things. Joe Johnston knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Whether you liked it or not.
So with that trailer reaction, that's what we're getting, man, out of this. This
you,
is
you know
crap.
What disgusted me?
I'm just disgusted.
Some of the forums. I read, like, Blu-ray websites. And
tell us what you saw in the forums.
There was some punk on there. They were discussing the trailer, and the consensus seems to be what you and I think.
Yeah.
That it just looks like a big, dumb movie.
Yeah, like pee on ice.
And, you know, or people will say, oh, I think it looks really good. So stoked to see it. I'm going to go in with an open mind.
I saw the original, and I couldn't even sit through it.
That's what someone said. Thought the 1999 one was pretty good. Couldn't stand the original. So boring.
Let's wait until you're about 45 and you appreciate art and the stories and the old classics if you know, like horror.
Big to that person.
Yeah, come on, man.
So yeah, a little upset.
Yeah, I'm really pissed about this,
because I was really actually kind of looking forward to having a monster universe.
We're going to get hammered tonight,
That's
Ted.
Right. Let's get hammered.
I'm pissed.
So you know what shared universe I'm now looking forward to?
What?
The Hanna-Barbera shared universe.
We're going to get nailed.
Oh,
that's
God.
What we're going to do. Oh, wait, what?
You know there's going to be a Hanna-Barbera shared universe? Scooby-Doo, Hong Kong, Phooey. All...
No!
Seriously? I read about it, and I think it should all build up to an Avengers-style wacky races.
Ooh.
Now, that would be awesome.
Oh, yes.
What if you put, like, all the characters? Because, you know...
They would have done a great... Wacky races back in the day when you had Dom DeLuise in them.
Those
characters.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But do it with the real characters. So anyway, I guess that's our...
There you go.
We're a little disappointed. Yeah. I realize the movie hasn't come out yet. I realize I probably will just torrent the movie when he downloads it. And I'll watch it that way. And
what?
You know,
when I get the Blu-ray. I'll get the Blu-ray and I won't even watch it.
That's right.
But anyways, yeah.
It's not what we were hoping for.
Two thumbs down, man. And two thumbs straight up, you know what?
And you know what? You're not going to get my money.
Universe, soul.
You're just not going to get my money.
So there you go.
And
so,
you know their movies are all going to be bad. No one's going to like them.
Okay, so this may be what you get. We might be doing this every other week, just babbling on about something, a little trailer action.
Some movie
or something.
That makes us
mad. Because we are doing our other channel.
But if something's cool.
Separate from this. So.
Then I'm going to say it's cool.
No, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I get you.
So
yeah, I mean, you got
a
little
flick, and if it's good, I'll say it's good.
Yeah,
it's not,
you guys,
tell you why.
You guys like 7 minutes of us going on like this with this crap? You got
there
it.
Go.
Check out our commentaries, man. You want to sit back and relax and listen to some of this sheep shit?
That's right. Know? Smoke a dope and listen to us.
Man, we're pissed tonight, aren't we?
Oh, I'm angry as hell.
I'm angry. I want a pizza and some pop. That's damn right. It.
That sounds pretty good. That's what I already had, though, but it sounds good again.
Anyways, there you go. So there you go, man. Anyways, we'll check you out next week when we got Devil Rides Out.
The Devil Rides Out.
It's a Hammer horror movie.
Devil Rides.
Smack that booty. Hammer horror coming soon to you. We already did Dracula, Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
And,
Curse of Frankenstein.
Curse of Frankenstein.
I'm digging the hell out of that series.
Oh, yeah. Devil Rides Out, and then... The next one after that is going to be what?
We're going to do
The Vampire Lovers.
Yeah, but we got it. We got a Christmas special in between. So.
Oh yeah, we're going to throw in Silent Night, Deadly Night in between that.
No presents for Christmas.
Just to have fun. Crappy movie, but we're going to have fun with
it. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
So there you go, guys. We'll check you next week with
TNA.
We'll check you out next week with Devil Rides Out.
TNA.
Late Horror Show. Take it easy. Bye.